Perek Zayin. We said that she was waiting to see a simon in Hashamayim. She didn't see a simon, but her tefillahs were niskabel, tshuva was niskabel. Oh, but now, after this whole episode of Miho Isha Shehamelech Chofetz Bikorei, she zicha saw Meridikish simon. She saw it and the Zeresh and the Chachomov saw it. In Mizera Yehudim Mordechai Shachiloisa Lefanov, Nipo Lefanov, Lo Suchala, Kinofal Tipa Lefanov. So they saw it, they understood it, Nesta understood it. So Mimela, what happens? Vayova Yamelech Vahoman Nishtoisim Esther Amalko. Vayoime Hamelech Le Esther Gam, Vayoime Hasheini, Vemishte Hayayim. Because it's a pellet, it's the third time he's offered her. He's not fed up with her, she doesn't answer when he offers it to her. Now she told him. Why did she say two things? Imotzosi chein beinecho amelech, v'imala melech toiv. Mitzias chein is she likes him. It doesn't have to be be'etzim toiv to do. It's just, it's a favor, kilu, for her. On the other hand, im ala melech toiv is that it's be'etzim, the right thing to do. So she went through both mahalchim. She didn't just say, im ala melech toiv, im ala melech toiv, im otzosi chayim beinecho. So what did she ask for? Nafshi v'shelosi v'ami v'vakoshosi. Why? Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami la'ashmid la'arogu la'abed. She said, she quotes the exact loshen of the secret letters that Haman sent out, which Mordechai yoda beruach hakodesh, and Mordechai told her, so she knew exactly what the plan was. Ve'ilu la'avodim nishvachas nimkarnu echarashti. And if we would have been sold as avodim, then I would have kept quiet. Ki einat so shoyve benezek hamelech. Because suffering is not worth it with the nezek that's going to be to the melech. Tahainu, she said to him, what did he ask for? He asked for la'abed. The abid could be to sell them as avodim mishvachos, and if you would sell them as avodim mishvachos, the money would go to the melech, and if he would buy them as they would become the avodim to the melech, so the melech would have a lot of avodim and shvachos. Oh, but he didn't do that. If that's what would have been, I wouldn't have said anything. But now he didn't do that. Tremendous nezik. Now, Achashverosh knew of the whole plan, and he knew who we were talking about, and knew everything. He's very scared now. Why does he say two vayomes? Because he was shocked. Does she know that he was involved? He's mamish scared. Vatoy ve'ester, ish tzav oyev homon hora hazeh. Which is very strange. Why didn't she just answer the question? Mi uzeh ve'ezehu? Homon. Homon hora. Okay. Is there a homon atoyv around? You would say homon hora. Then how many homons were sitting at the mishteh? What's homon hora hazeh? Says the Gemara, that she started pointing to Achashverosh, and came a malach and pushed her hand. So she started saying, Ish Sava Oyev, she was pointing to Achashverosh, came a malach and pushed her hand, hold on, hara, hazeh, this one. to that. Very, very strange. Why? And that's what she pointed to Ahasuerus. That wasn't the point. Even though he was involved, that wouldn't help to say that that it was his plan. It wasn't totally his plan. What was the point? Says the God, Mary Dikazach. She was completely dovuk bitfila, v'shas maisa. And she was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im alamelech, im alzosichei b'enei amelech, im alamelech toiv. She was bad to be having to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Her mind, her thoughts were completely on the tefillah. And the tefillah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia on Ahasuerus to give annul the decree. So she was thinking in this world about Ahasuerus. Since they're gone subconsciously, since she was davening the whole time, be mashpia on Ahasuerus, be mashpia Ahasuerus, she subconsciously pointed to Ahasuerus. Ubizchus the tefillah, came the malach and pushed her hand to Haman, hara hazeh. Shleime, Seichat Tzadik V'Kodesh Yivroch always used to say, what would have happened if there wouldn't have been a malach? She would have been a big shtuch. She wouldn't have succeeded bechlal. So we think this was Hishtadlus, Hilchus Hishtadlus. Who brought the malach? The tefillahs of Klal Yisrael and the tefillahs and tshuva of Klal Yisrael and the tefillahs and tshuva of Esther. V'homon niv'os milifnei ha-melech v'amalko. And Haman was shocked in front of the Melech and the Malko. Why? Because when he was in front of the Melech and the Malko, he couldn't say anything. When he was, if he would have just been in the Melech, he could have said, they are terrible people. And I was right, they should be destroyed, but he can't say that in front of the Malko. In front of the Malko, so what could he say? Hare, he told the Melech that they're terrible people. And if the Malka would have been on her own, then he would have said, well, I didn't know it was you, I didn't mean you. But you're an expert, say that you have to, the Yeshno Am Echod V'chule, you say all the things you know about this Am. So how could you not know it's her? You want to kill the whole Am, you have to know who you're talking about. So in front of the Malko, he couldn't say anything. In front of the Melech, he couldn't say anything. In front of the two of them, when they're both together, he can't say anything. Reb Shlomo said, "As mido can I get mido? Why? Because lo haya ish yada loshen hara lishna bisha kahaman arasha. His whole thing was lishna bisha loshen hara. Here, the mido can I get mido? Suddenly, he couldn't say anything." What happened? The Melech gets up and goes into the garden. Why did he go into the garden? Because what's his thing? He wants to think of a plan how to drain out of this nasty situation he's in. He doesn't want to kill Haman. What's he going to do? So he goes to the garden. They had very, very choshuva gardens. I told you the time they planted one of the seven wonders of the world was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which they obviously planted a choshuva garden in Shushan when he moved. The Haman omad lebakesh al nafsho mi Esther amalko. So then Haman, now the Melech's gods, he started pleading with Esther for mercy. Ki ra'a ki kol so'elov hara me'es ha-melech. Ki ra'a ki kol ki kol so'elov hara. The soife tevas, the last osius of each of the words, ki kol so'elov hara. Vaita avaya. Why? Because this is the Revis, the Shem Hashem, this is the end of Haman. It's now going down, down and down and down and down. This is now the end. But here he's pleading with Esther. Now the Melech's gone out, and he can say all the Narishkeit that he wanted to say to Esther. Va'melech shov b'ginas ha-bison el beis mishneh ha-yayin. The Melech came back, and he wasn't assuaged. His anger wasn't assuaged. Why not? So the Gemara says, that there were malachim who came, bidmus anoshim, and everywhere the melech went, they were uprooting the garden, ruining the garden. And the melech says, what are you doing? And they, each of them said, Haman sent us to destroy the garden. So he came back furious. Not only want to kill a whole nation, Mela, he's ruining my garden. So Reb Shlomo, well, it's not fair. He never sent those malachim. He says, but it's Mido, can I get Mido? He said a whole load of sheker about Klal Yisrael. So his demise is going to come through, partly through sheker. V'homod noifel al amito ashe esther oleho. So the Gemara, noifel means homod is falling. It should say homod nofal al amito. That's what, so it says, homod lamake shal nafshoi. Oshon omar, that he was nofal al amito ashe esther oleho. Noifel. And he didn't stand up when the melech came in. It says the Gemara, came a malach and held him down. Wouldn't let him get up. He wanted to get up. Vaita, mido kelegin mido. The whole sheker of what's going on. Vayuba melech, hagam lichmesh is a malko, imi baboyes. You want to kill the queen in front of me in the house, in my house. The words came out from the mouth of the king, and the Haman got all ashamed. What could he do? What could he say? He had nothing to say, and all part of the same thing. The midah keneged midah. He didn't get up. He didn't know there was a malach holding him down, and. Did he want to kill the queen? Ultimately, he did want to kill the queen because she's part of the Klal Yisrael. But what you have over here, interesting, the Melech knows he wants to kill the whole nation. The Melech comes back, he's destroying the garden, as far as he knows. Haman's destroying his beloved garden. Comes in, he's not Mechabit the Melech, and he's trying to be Kovish the Malko. None of that brought him to say he should be killed. Until finally, Vayomer Chavoyna, Echon min Asorisim. Chavoyna was one of the Sorisim, Lifnei HaMelech. Chavoyna was one of the people, Pashtas, who came to pick up Haman and bring him to the Mishneh. And when he came, the Chachomim were telling him, you'll never be Menatzeach Mordechai. Cut down the gallows. And he was saying, no, he will be able to, he'll still be able to kill Mordechai. So Chavoyna heard this. Or Chavoyna, the Gemara says, was Ba'oise Eitza. Chavoyna was one of his mention, one of his Chachomim. So he knew the whole plan. So why did he pipe up now? Could be that Chavoyna turned on Haman because he saw the whole events were turning on Haman. Could be Min HaShomayim, Eivishter pushed him to turn on Haman. Again, said Reb Shlomo, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Haman was once an Eved to Mordechai. And Mordechai saved his life. There's a whole story in the Medrash in a war. And Mordechai saved his life. And now he's trying to kill Mordechai. He's a traitor. He's a boygate. So the midah keneged midah is Chavoyna shehoya ba'oise eitza. He's going to turn on Haman. That's a midah keneged midah. The yesh oimrim, the Chavoyna was actually Elio bidmus Chavoyna. So klape Haman didn't make enough kibbutz. It wasn't gilui Elio as far as Haman was concerned. As far as Haman saw Chavoyna turned on him, that's a midah keneged midah. Erod min asarisim lifnei ha-melech gam hinei ha-eitz ashe-osa homen le-mordechai shedim etoiv al ha-melech oimein ve-beiz homen gavoach ha-mishim amo. You remember that the whole cheshbon was to make it 50 amas high so it could be seen from the beis ha-melech, because of the hashchosa of homen and his miyatsim, that it'll calm him down if he sees Mordechai swinging when he's at the Mishneh. Now Chavoyna pointed out to the Melech, Hinei Ha'etz. If the melech wouldn't have seen it in front of his eyes, he wouldn't have said tenuah alav. But when he saw it in front of his eyes, and Chavoyda says, look, he made this eitz for the one loyal citizen. Hinei ha'eitz asher asa hama lemordechai asher dibetoyv al ha'melech. Oy made, it's still there. Bebeis Haman, gavah chavishim amo. Perhaps Oy made his maravis, if you go with the fact that the Chavoyda went to pick him up and he knows it was still there. He refused to cut it down. And when he pointed it out to him, so then he said, Tnu Alav. So the hashchosa of the Midas Ra'as, the hashchosa of Haman himself was Goyrein, was Nafach Alav, was Goyrein his death. If it wouldn't have, the Melech, if it would have made a normal gallows, he never would have seen it. The Melech wouldn't have been so despoiled. The Targum Sheni says that he actually wanted to kill the Melech. That actually Hinei Ha'etz Asher Hasa Haman LeMordechai Asher Dibe Toiv Al HaMelech says he wanted to kill the Melech. He wanted to hang the Melech on him. He made it for you. How does he go into the Psukim? So the God learns an interesting pshat. He said the Melech heard or misheard what Chavoyna said. And the Melech heard, Hinei Ha'etz Asher Hasa Haman LeMordechai Asher Diber, comma, when he was making it, Haman said, Toiv Al HaMelech, the gallows is good for the king. Wait a second, he never said that. That's not fair. That's what we said before, Midah can again Midah. It's not true what he said about Klal Yisrael. So the Melech misheard, he wants to kill him. At that point he said to Luhu Olof. Now, remember, how could the Melech say that? Go right back to the beginning of the Megillah, when Haman proposed the amendment that a Melech should be done, Yetzei Dvar Malchus Milafonov, the Melech could be done on something which is nogea to him, he can be done himself. If there wouldn't have been that amendment, he would have had to go to other courts. The Yodei Dosvadin. And by the time he went to the Yodei Dosvadin, Ahasuerus would have calmed down and he would have found an eitzah to keep Haman alive. And Haman would have found some eitzah what to say. And he would have still be alive. But because of the Haman amendment, that the Melech can be done la'atzmoy, something which is nogea to him. And whether you say he wanted to kill Mordechai Ashadi Betoiv al HaMelech, that was nogea to the Melech, or whether you say Taka like the God, Asher Dibe Toiv Al HaMelech, like the Targum, Valkoponim was no gear to him. And only because of Haman's amendment, Vanafachu, could it be that he was hung. Vayisles Haman Aloitz Asher Hichin Mordechai V'chamas HaMelech Shochocho. And then he calmed down. Wait, where are we holding now? We think we've got anywhere. We've got absolutely nowhere. Haman is killed. It's Tesvav or Teszayin of Nisan. The letters are right now going out. We've only had 3 days or 4 days, and the letters are going out through all the Malchus. The letters are written b'shem HaMelech and signed b'chosam shel HaMelech. The Pascheggens are being hung up all over the place. It's irrelevant that Haman's dead. It was exerted for the Melech. So everywhere, right now, Haman's plan is still going to happen. Haman may be dead, my nafka mina. The plan is going to work. Bayoi mahu, nasar HaMelech HaChashverosh le'esra HaMalkos beis Haman tzoyra HaYehudim. So Ahasuerus gave over the Beis Haman to Esther, because as far as he was concerned, he was beikka worried about Esther. And he wanted to give her, to placate her. Mordechai bo lifnei HaMelech, ki higido Esther mahula. Right now, Esther could say what Mordechai was all about, her relationship with Mordechai. Another v'nafoch. Vayosa HaMelech Estabato Yashehev Yemi Haman Vayidna LeMordechai. he gave his ring, his signet ring, to Haman. So that started a whole new episode in the Malchus, that somebody else, the prime minister, is walking around with the Chosam of the Melech. Till then, it never happened. Now, Mido Kelegin Mido, as far as the Melech was concerned, that he wanted to kill Mordechai, so he rewarded Mordechai by putting him being Kohen Haman, which meant that he gave him the Tabas. We'll see how important that is in a minute. But only because Haman got the Tabas, does Mordechai end up having the Tabas. Fa'inan a Mordechai. Va'tosim Esther es Mordechai abeis Haman. Ken Zayin, that when Esther saw that the Melech was rewarding Mordechai, so she went to Derech HaMelech and gave the Beis Haman to Mordechai. Why didn't she want to have the Beis HaMelech of the Beis Shel Haman? What's Esther's Ika Nekuda? That she's not being Ne'er from Tovos and Shel Rishoyim. She does not want to be Ne'er from Tovos and Shel Rishoyim. This in the end is all different matzah. So what? This is her Ika Avoidot, not to be Ne'er. And remember, she's a woman, and women are more chomri b'derech klal. In Kolzeh, she doesn't want to be Nene. But she can't, the Melech gave it to her. It will be a begir in the Melech. She would stop giving it away. But once the Melech gave Mordechai the Tabas, then she could be holech b'derech HaMelech and give the base Haman to Mordechai. Because b'sofer shel davar, Haman wanted to kill Mordechai, so that was a similar thing. Very good. And with this, the Melech thought he's Yotze. Mordechai is the prime minister. Esther has been given the base Haman. Finished. But nothing's changed. The Gzeira is about to happen. V'lachein, when Esther sees that that's it, he finished. He's not reacting anymore. Vatoysef Esther, vatadabel ifle amelech, vatipol ifle raglo, vateft, vatischanein loy. Look at all these Lashonis, Rabbi Yisai. We didn't have that before. Before, when she was asking Lichora for the Ika, we didn't have a Bechia Tischanein loy. But now she sees that the Melech has no interest in stopping the Haman's plan. Fuck yeah, it's got every interest in having it, in letting it happen. So now, she mamishes, falling and beseeching him and crying, Lahavis Ro'as Haman O'Agogi Ves Machshavto Shechoshem Al Yehudim. As Ken Zayin, Ro'as Haman is the Paschegen, that's the public thing, and the Machshavto is the private letters, the plan, which is interprets the Paschegen. Vayoshet HaMelech LeEsther is Shavit HaSov. Ready? Extended the Shavit Hazov, Atokom Esther Vatomin Lifnei HaMelech. No, never understood this properly, because she Lichoira didn't leave the Melech. And it wasn't like for the first time that she came unannounced. Hare, first of all, it says Vatipol Lifnei Raglo. So it's not Mistaber that she went out and she came again B'Mesiris Nefesh. Not Mistaber. So why did he extend the Shavit? Lamai extended the Shavit that she should stand up. Well, what is the significance of the Shavit over here? The first time, that's a siman that he's moichel who came without being summoned. But what's the significance over here? I don't know. So what does she say to the Melech? That's the other way around, interestingly. First time she said, why? Because she's not asking for herself now. She's asking for Klal Yisrael. So the Aleph is Ima Melech Toiv. And then, but she's not sure that the Melech will be considering Toiv. So Matzos Ichei, she throws it in. Because she had over Lifnei HaMelech, V'toiv Ani Beino. She keeps on saying back and forth. But Etzim is the right thing to do. And if I'm Oitz Ichei, Kilo, if he decides it's not the right thing to do, then she'll be all upset. She's not Moitzichein, and she can't do that to her. She is Moitzichein. She toilet herself on the Bakosha, but the Bakosha is also should be Toiv. יקוסיב להושיב את הספרים מחשבס הומון בן עמדוסו הגוגי אשר קוסב לאבינס היהודים אשר בכל מדינה יש המלך. You should rescind the igrois, the svarim, the homon's plan. Then she throws herself in again. The fact that he wants to kill a whole innocent nation, that's not enough. It's only in Matzasi Chayin. It's only ki eichoch uchav roisi b'roa sheyim tzois ami. How could I be able to survive to see that my whole nation's being killed? The eicho uchal roisi ba'ovdal beladati. And how will I be able to stand by, to sit by, and see the destruction of my whole nation, my whole birthplace, the Hainu? To his Marabis, to him, that she's only a Malka if there's an Uma, if they destroy the Uma, she won't be a Malka. Oh, so now she's asked for the real thing. What do you want? He said. So what do you want? I gave over Haman to the Haman's house to Esther, and everybody will know that I did that. And they hung him. Asher shalach yado by Yehudim. Wait a second. Did they hang him? Asher shalach yado by Yehudim. Papitom. They didn't hang him because of that. They hung him because he made the at best the eitz asher for Mordechai shedim betoiv ala melech. It wasn't because Mordechai was a yid. It was because Mordechai was debetoiv ala melech. It was all for himself. It was nothing to do with the fact that he was shalach yodah by Yehudim. So he tried to dray out of it. He says, nobody's going to listen to Haman's plan anyway. I gave over the base Haman to Esther. He didn't know that Esther gave it to Mordechai. So she's crying her eyes out. V'atem kisva la Yehudim katoy b'neichem b'shem ha-melech v'chisva b'tabas ha-melech. He gave them reshus al kol ponim to write a letter to the yin b'shem ha-melech and sign it b'tavas ha-melech. Ki ksoma she'nichto b'shem ha-melech v'nachto b'tavas ha-melech ein lehoshim. I can't rescind the letters. Haman's letters I can't rescind because it's nichto b'shem ha-melech v'nachto b'tavas ha-melech. So what can you do? You can write out another, send another letter. But I can't be mevatel Haman's letters. So what happened? Vayikaru sofer ha-melech bo'isahi b'chodesh ha-shlishi u'chodesh sivon b'shlosha v'esrim bo'i. And they called the sofer ha-melech in Sivan, on the 23rd of Sivan, which is 70 days later than the original, the Nisan. We started here, we were in Nisan. So why do we wait so long to send out? Mordechai is going to send out the second letters. So the God says that he wanted to send. He waited for the runners to come back from the whole Malchus, so he should send out the letters with the same runners. Otherwise, they'd say, "No, Haman had his letters, and Mordechai, they're forged. Mordechai sent them out with somebody else." This way, the runners would come back, and the same runners who took the first letter would come back, and then they go out again, and they'll say, "We were in the palace, and Mordechai is the prime minister now. Haman's dead, and these letters are genuine." B'tabas ha-melech. Agav, something else is very interesting that's happening. We are lechara tesayin nis. Maybe Yudzai, Tessai, Yudzai, this. And Haman's dead, and Mordechai has Rishus to write out to send his second letters. We'll see what was written in them. Send out the second letters. And now, as there are places all over the world that the first letters are coming, and the Pashegin Aksav is being put up, and the Yidden started davening in all these places. Long after Haman's dead. Sometimes it might be 60 days after Haman's dead. They're all busy davening, and then the mice and the refuah is already happening. Teretz is, without the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, nothing's going to happen. So it's another cheshb min ha-shamayim, to delay the second letters, so that everybody all over the world can be nisoira in tefillah, even though it's a geder of terim nikro v'adien. The Rebbeinu Shem has already answered. Oh, but the avodah is b'schus the tefillah that's going to be klapei shmaya. There's no difference in time. And that's vital, right? Because that was the whole point of this gzeirah to start with, to get Klal Yisrael to be chozer b'tshuva, sheyishlach mu letzelem. If that isn't going to happen, then first of all, the gzeirah isn't going to be mevutal, and we're going to see what happened, the nisei nisim that happened, the pliyadika nisim happened on Purim. But the nisim won't happen, the gzeirah won't be bottled. The gzeirah isn't going to be bottled anyway, as we see. But the nisim won't happen. So we need Klal Yisrael to be nisoira. The Mordechai's cheshb is sent them out with the same shlichim, but mimeila, they have the opportunity to do tshuva all over the world. What did he actually write? Vayikosev kechol ha-shetziva Mordechai el ha-yehudim v'lachshtarum pinim v'apachos v'sori ha-medinos ha-shem ehoidu v'ad kush. He sent these letters to the achshtarum pinim and the pachos, the governors, and also to the yidin, the same letters to the yidin, all over Sheva Vesu Mea Medina, Medina Medina Kirsova Avon Kilshoni Vela Yehudim Kirsovam Kilshoinam, and he sent it out to the Yidden in their own Ksav that they're now Bashma, that Haman obviously didn't do, that Klal Yisrael is a separate nation, Kirsovam Kilshoinam. Vayichtoi Besheva Melech Achashverosh, Vayachtoi Betabasa Melech, Vayishlach Svorim Biyad HaRotzim Basusim. Now he sent out in the Rotsim a runners, and they came back. They run with their feet. They came back, and he wanted to send the same ones out again. Was he going to start running again for another 70 days? So this time he sent them on horses. Basusim roichve arechesh achshteronim, whatever that exactly means, we don't know. But they are amakim, very special horses. Another cheshbon is that after the 70 days, he wanted the yin should be out of the tsara as quickly as possible. After they've davened and they had the tsara, so he sent them as quickly as possible to send the new letters. And the yin as well has got these letters. What was written in the letters? You can't be mevatel the gzeirah of Haman. What is written? Pele, what he wrote. Asher nosan ha-melech la-yehudim. Asher b'chol ir v'ir. Lihi kohel. The Melech has given Rishus to all Yidden in every city, first of all to gather together. In most countries in the world, as far as I know, there is an Issa to have a certain number of people gather in the streets. Some places are 50. In this country there is an Issa, but they hardly ever do it, you know, with the Afghanis and this. But actually you need Rishus to have over a certain number of people. So the Melech gave them first of all a Rishus Lehi Kohel, to gather together. And a Pliyatsuba. He gave them a Rishus Belabud Anafshom, to protect themselves. According to the first Gzeira, the yin just have to be killed like katzon lateva thing. They're not allowed to gather together. They're not allowed to protect themselves. Haile maisa, whatever. But here, he couldn't be mevatel the first letters. So there's going to be all the oive hayudim are going to on yud gimel. This on yud gimel order are going to go crazy and kill as many yin as they can. Try to kill all the yin. That's what Haman's plan says. Mordechai gave reshus that the yin could protect themselves. Shkoyach. Not only that, lahashmid, laharog, ulaabed. So the God said, "What lahashmid? We're interested in shmading the goyim? What does it mean to shmad the goyim? Change the make them into yid, the vadanisht. So he says, Mordechai took the exact loshen of Haman's letter and wrote it for the yid. That's why it says lahashmid, larog ula abed. But look what he gave them rishus to do. Something which is lemaisa, totally ridiculous. Lashmid, larog ula abed, es kol cheil, am ubedina, hatzori moisom. They have rishus to kill a whole army, a whole nation, or a whole country, who calls them Soros. How could the Yid go and kill the whole army? What's the Shaykh? It's not Shaykh. And who decides who's sorry, Moisom? Who decides that they decide that whatever the Afghanistan army is sorry, Moisom? They now got Rishus to kill them all. The Yin could decide themselves that they're causing them problems, or decide that the whole Tibetan nation is causing them tsar. You can kill the whole Tibetan nation. It's unbelievable rishus for the Melech. Lemaisa, what's going to happen? What should happen? Let's see. And what else he said? Taf v'doshim, exactly like Haman's gezeira, can kill all of them with the children. Ushlolam lavois. They weren't interested in the shalom, the spoils, but it has to be the same as Haman's letter. B'yoyim echad, in one day, b'chol medinas ha-melech ha-chashverosh, all the medinas, b'shloy sha'osu l'chodesh ne'maso hu chodesh Adar, on the 13th of Adar. That was the letters which were sent to the governors and to the yin. Pas shegen aksov, but the public thing, which the public announcement which Haman sent all over the place was Goli Lekol Amim. What did that say? The public one, it said in the Haman's one, Lios Asidim Layoim Azeh. Remember, Haman was Choshesh. He didn't want to, like Amaleki, Lo Yireh Elokim, he was Choshesh. He didn't want to say that they should be ready to kill the Jews, because he was worried the Jews would make Hishtadlonas, would go to the governors, would this, would bribe them with money, with whatever. That. So he was Choshesh, and he didn't want to say what's supposed to happen on the 13th. He sent the instructions secretly to the Pachim. Lo Yireh Elokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megaleh to Mordechai. And Mordechai, because he was Choshesh, another Manafah who over here, because he was Choshesh, and he didn't write exactly what they were supposed to be prepared for, he could be Magia. He couldn't change it. He could be Mavatlit, but he could interpret it. So what did he put into the Pas Shegen? V'li Yois HaYehudim. What's the V? The V is the Hemshech of what he put in after Leos Asidim Layoim Azeh, the Leos, he added to the Pas Sheget, the Leos HaYehudim Asidim Layoim Azeh Lihinoke Be'oivem. He was Magia, the Pas Sheget Aksav, to say, what are we supposed to be prepared for? To that all the Yin can be misnakim from their enemies. It's an unbelievable Zach. In the whole world, you have this big settle signed by the Melech, written b'shem HaMelech, that the Yin should be prepared for Yud Gimel Adar Ninoke Be'ovem. The Stam people don't know anything about the Haman plan. That's only the governors know about the Haman plan. The governors have got two letters now. The governors have got Haman's letter, Mordechai's letter. Mordechai's letter is that the Yin can protect themselves. The Goloi Lekol Amim, Linoke Me'oveim. What should happen, Rabbi Isa? When it comes to Yud Gimel Adar, what should happen? Basically, there's going to be a big bloody war. Who's going to win? In every place, there are a few Yin here, a few Yin there. How strong are the Yin? Are they trained to kill people? They have armies and all over the place. Yeah, they can kill the army, Shkoyach. But they're going to be able to kill these other. So maybe they'll fight back and a few goyim might get killed. Oh, but the Pashtus is, the Haman plan will be Menatzeach. The goyim will think, maybe a few Yin will escape. Esther will escape. Mordechai will escape, maybe. But the rest, maybe in Shushan, because Esther Amalka's there, maybe they'd be a bit more careful. Everywhere else, so there'll be a big fight, and the guy will be Menatzeach Pashtus. They go running out and riding out, and the thing is put up in Shushan Abira. Now the Melech was Moisif what he gave to Mordechai. Mordechai yotza b'nifnei Melech b'levush malchus, tcheles v'chur v'ater zav gedoylo v'tachrich butz v'argobon. Melech came, Mordechai comes out with big day malchus. Why? Who started the idea that someone else could wear big day malchus? Whose idea was that? Haman. Now, the Midah can I give Midah. Or, since the Haman did it, so the Melech allowed, gave it to Mordechai to go with the Levush Malchus. With all these glorious things which only Malachim wear. Tcheles is a Ramban about Tcheles with the Big Day Kahuna. He says that in his day, only kings are allowed to wear Tcheles. Ateris Zohov, Gedoyla, it wasn't a crown, but it was very choshev. But Shushan, they were all happy. It's Ken Zai, like we say in Shushan as Yaakov's Mashma, that they were happy for the Gedulas Mordechai. That was tshuva for what they did. That they didn't listen to Shushan, the people in Shushan didn't listen to Mordechai when he told them not to go to the Mishneh. Now, they're Sameach, and they're tainus on Mordechai. What are you telling us to not to go to the Mishneh? You're causing us trouble. The Gemara says they had tainus on Mordechai, they didn't bow down to Haman. They didn't understand that that was a tikkun of the chet. Now, when they saw the Gedulas Mordechai, they were all Tzahol of a Samecha. La'yehudim oysa oira v'simcha v'sosed v'ikor. Kipshutoi, the simcha of the whole turn of events. They now see what the Yid know, the Pashegi Laksov, and they also have the letter which was sent out, Mordechai's letter. They have all the details. This is the nest
that happened.
What did Amalek want to do? What's the ra of Amalek? He wanted to take away the original Amalek wanted to take away the pachad from Klal Yisrael, the yira that all the goyim had from Klal Yisrael after Kriyas Yamsuf. That's basically what he wanted to take away. Now, Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Now, what happened? Mamish lehebech what Amalek wanted to do. The whole world, they were scared of the yin. Because of Haman's chashoshes, and the Pashegi didn't say what specifically they were supposed to do, Mordechai was able to be Magir. He was not being Meshiv, the Pashegi. Pashegi is still sitting, just interpreted it. So all over the world it says the yin can be Misnake and Me'oveim. Everybody was scared of the yin. They all became scared of the yin. Is the whole pachad which Amalek tried to take away, Pugfaket was Choizal Roishoi, Venafachu. There came a tremendous pachad from the yin all over the world. And Ad Kedei Kach, that a lot of the people were Misyahadim. Misyahadim means to pretend to be Jews. They dressed up as Jews. They weren't Misgayer. They didn't want Misgayer. They were Misyahadim. They pretended to be Jews. Kinofo Pachad al Yehudim Aleim. And the Haman plan should have been carried out. The day which the Oyvei HaYehudim were hoping to be shalit on the Yin. The fact that Haman's dead is irrelevant. The Haman plan is still in place. So they're gone. There's Oivim and Soinim. Oivim are the Maisa, the people who do things the Maisa. Sina is Belev. Not only were they sholit on the oivim, they were even sholit on the soinim. Why? Ni kalu ayudim boreim b'chom dinas ha-melech ha-chashverosh lishlach yod b'mavakshei ra'osa. The yid got together to defend themselves and to kill the ones who were trying to kill them, to mavakshei ra'osa. Ve'ish lo omed lifneim. Pliatsumo, and not one guy stood up against them. Why? Kidofel pachdom al kol ha'amid. They were all scared of the yidden. Mamish lehepech agomor of what the original Amalek wanted to achieve. V'chol sorry abdinus. What about them? They had the original letters of Haman. Why did they bring out the letters? Haman letters. They had both letters. Bring out both letters. V'chol sorry abdinus v'achshnar peni v'apachus v'yisi ha'malok ha'shel ha'melech menasim isa yehudim. They were being machshiv all the yidden. Why? Ki nafal pachad Mordechai aleihem. They understood the ways of politics. They weren't scared of the yidden. They were scared for much more. They were scared of Mordechai. Why? Ki gadol Mordechai bebeis hamelech v'shamay hoylech b'chol hamedinos. The news about Mordechai was going through all the medinas. Well, they're hearing every day that Mordechai is, this day is coming out like this. He gets the base of Shalhoman, and then they hear he comes out b'levush malchus. More and more and more, Mordechai is becoming more and more and more choshev, even more choshev than Haman. Now, if the Goyal would have come for Nissan or Eel, there wouldn't have been time that they should all hear about the godless of Mordechai. But because it was 11 months later, the Shmur of Mordechai spread throughout the whole world. And the governors who understood the Chashivas that the prime minister is Mordechai realized we are not going to start up with the Yid. So Haman's letters, well, Haman's dead. It was all the Melech's letters, but they know that Haman sent out the first one. They know that Haman's dead, and they know that Mordechai sent out the second ones. So they're all being Menaseh the Yin, all being elevating the Yin, and being Machshev the Yin, because they're all scared of Mordechai. Even the Pachim and the Achshnar Peronim were scared of Mordechai. This is a Pele. Bikitsa, the whole thing, every inch of Haman's chashoshes and every inch of his plan, Mamish comes back on him, boomering back on him, and Vanafachu. And the Pella is that what really happened in the nest? You know what really happened? The nest was that nothing happened. The nest was that not one guy lifted a finger against the yin. Kidaf or pachdom aleim. Or we made the yin were able to kill them. All the oivim. But the nest was a mess if nothing happened. Because it should have happened. There should have been a massive battle. There should have been hundreds of yidden, thousands of yidden killed, Rahman al-Insan. But that is a nes behest upon him. You look and say, all these events were mikre that Mordechai found out. Okay, we don't really know how Mordechai found out. Ruach HaKodesh. And Amalek is not going to Ruach HaKodesh. And then all the events turned, and Haman was killed. And then the yidden get, Muhammad made a mistake, and he didn't write so clearly, so Mordechai was able to be Magia, the thing, and Mordechai sent out the other letters. They were scared of Mordechai, the Oilim was scared of the yidden. So Mimela, the plan just didn't work. It's all mikre, Elamai. You see, that's how the Mordechai brings behest upon him. It wasn't something like Makkas, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makkas Bechoyres, all the grand things that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't something like Kriyas Yamsuf, any of these type of Nisim. Elamai, Be'etzem, nothing happened. That's the very thing of Ness. Vayakhu Yehudim b'chol oyveihem makas cherev v'hereg v'avdon. What's cherev v'hereg v'avdon? Zot the God. They first stabbed them, and then they killed them, and then they destroyed them, the gufim. Why did they first stab them? Because in Amalek you have to kill it in an achzorius way. Why? Amalek is the antithesis of Kvod Shamayim. Some people find it hard to understand, but I'll give you a marshal. If your grandfather was in a concentration camp and he was being experimented on with tremendous achzorius by one of these doctors, like they had the guy Mengel, Dr. Mengel, who did tremendous, unbelievable, crazy experiments with the yin and gave them unbelievable yisuri. And you'd catch Mengel. Now he's in your hands. You're going to kill him. Would you kill him with a painless injection? If you kill him with a painless injection, that means you've got no feeling for your grandfather. Every midah the God says in Mishle has its mokim. Achzorius also has its mokim. Here is with Amalek, that's where you have to use Achzorius. You destroyed the Yiras Shamayim. Makas Cherev, and then Herod. You see in the Haftorah yesterday, Shmuel Anovi, Vayeshasef es Agog. He sliced him up like a piece of salami. You just kill him. That shows your chashivas for Kvod Shamayim. Makas Cherev veHerig veAvdon. Vayasu b'Sodeim Kirtzoinom. What's Kirtzoinom? Kirtzoinom shel Asodim. In protecting themselves, Aleph, and Efshan being Mekayim and Misal Mechiyah Samalik. Why Efshan? Because it wasn't a total Mechiyah Samalik. They weren't interested in the Biza. Bayoy Mahu, Bo Mispar Haharugim, Beshushan Abira, Lifnei HaMelech. So the Melech found out on that day, on Yud Gimel, how many people were killed in the Shushan? Vayomer HaMelech le'Esther HaMalka b'Shushan HaBira. Esther HaMalka. B'Shushan HaBira hongu ha-Yehudim v'Abed chamesh v'Yishish. V'Sasseres b'nei Homon. V'Shom dinas HaMelech me'Asu. One second. What did he think? That Esther had a secret internet? Or he knew she had Ruach HaKodesh? How did he expect her to know on the same day what happened in all the other Medinas? Terence says he wasn't asking her for information. He was saying, Gewalt! You realize what the Yid did? Goodness knows what happened in the other places. In the capital, this is what they did under my nose. Gewalt what they did. And then all of a sudden he changes his tune and says, it's a steer. So the Gemara came a Malach and slapped him on the face. Who sent the Malach? The twins of the Yid. So Esther came up with this idea. Vatoyve Esther im ala melech toiv. He now said, Gamboch ala Yehudim ashe b'shush and lasus kedos ayoy. V'saser is b'nei homon yislu ala eitz. Why did she ask for that? Esther was worried that after the Yud Gimel, you had the Goyim could kill all the Yid. The Yid could defend themselves and kill any Tzorim. What happens on Yud Dalet? On Yud Dalet, the Goyim could take revenge. She was worried that people would say, listen, there was a Haman plan, the Mordechai plan, there was a Stira, and in the end, Yotza Mashi Yotza, now we can take revenge on the Yid. In Yud Dalet, the Yid don't have Rishus to protect themselves. So she said, in Shushan, they should be able to carry on. This was never, Yud Dalet, or there was never any date by anybody. Yud Dalet was all Chiddush. If in the capital the Melech allows them to carry on killing the Goyim, on Yud Dalet, that's a simon that Melech is ba'ad the Yid. And then it's 50-50, we don't know, Haman, Mordechai, this and that. No. And the Pele is, Vayomer HaMelech, they ask this Cain.
Vatinosi dos
ובביזה לא ישאל חס ידו. שואה יהודים אשר במדינס המלך ניקלו ועומד על נפשו. In everywhere else they got together, they protected themselves. ונויח מאויביהם, and there was no reaction from the אויבים. והורג בסדיהם חמישה ושבעים אלף ובביזה לא ישאל חס ידו. ביום שלושה עושה לחודש אדר, ונויח ברבו עושה בוי. And that also is a pele of the Ness. And on the 14th, the Goyim could have taken revenge. No, they didn't. The Noach Bar Ba'asa Boy. It's one of the reasons that we make Purim on our Ba'asa, because the Gilui of the total Ness was that on the 14th, no Goy stood up against the Yidden. The Pachat from the Yidden carried on. That was the biggest Gilui. There were no letters from Mordechai that the Yidden could do anything on the 14th. V'asa oisa yom mishne v'simcha. V'yehudim asher b'shushan nikalu b'shloish asa boi. U'ba'arba asa boi. V'noyach b'chamisha asa boi. V'asa oisa yom mishne v'simcha. In Shushan it was the 15th. It was the giloy of the Ness. And that's why we have our Purim. Okay, now Yehudim aprozim, ayoshvim bari aprozim, so isim is yoyim abba osa lechodish ado simcha mishne v'yomtok. Umishlach monos ishne reyehu. They would mekabel on themselves to make a yomtov simcha mishne and mishlach monos. Abba vayichta Mordechai is hadvorim lo'ele vayishlach tzvorim lo'kol ha'yudim ha'shem v'chom dinos ha'melech ha'chashverish ha'kroivim v'orachokim. Lekayim aleihem. Liyos oisim is yoyim abba osa lechodish ado. Ve'es yoyim chamisha osa boim b'chol shana v'shana. Kayomim asher nochu bohem ha'yehudim be'oiveihem. They should think both days Mordechai was goyzer, also especially on the 15th, even though it would be different than the rest of Klal Yisrael, to remember the days asher nochu. V'achoydesh asher nefach lehem miyoga nesimcha meivah leyontov. And the whole choydesh is marbin besimcha. Laz oisoysom Mishta, you may Mishta v'simcha, Mishta v'modus ishtar rehu, matonus lev yoinim. Mordechai was also going to say matonus lev yoinim, which the Yid themselves weren't mechadish, but Mordechai. V'kibel ayudim is asher echeilu lasus. V'is asher kosa Mordechai aleim. They were all mekabel, what they started themselves and what Mordechai wrote. And now we sum up the whole kitza of the letters. And the poor came out that it should have been lehumam l'abdom. And when she, Esther, came in front of the melech, Efsha the melech is, Marave is the melech malchei hamlochim, but also Achashverosh, Omar, Ima Sefer, with the Machsheves Haman, with the plan of Haman, which you can't rescind. Yoshu Machshavta Roa Shechoshav Al Yehudim Al Roishoy. Im Kol Zeh, we should stop the plan. V'tolu Oisim Es Bonav Al Eitz. Ima Sefer, because he couldn't rescind the Sefer. Al Kain Koru La Yomim Oile Furim. Al Sheba Pur. So to God, this is the Ikenes, which maybe we don't appreciate, we don't understand how choshev the Goyrol was. But the Goyrol became, the Goyrol which was a poor, became Purim. Became little Goyrolos. I don't know what exactly he means, but Efsher, what he means, is the fee the poor, the Goyrol of Haman, all the Koychos HaTeva, were all set to be the God. Were all set to be Hatzloch of the Amalekim on Yud Gimel Adar. They're all unified in the one pur of being Hatzloch for the Amalekim. Lefi the Malbim, it was Hatzloch for Haman Maral, and that pur was smashed to smithereens, and it no longer united, and it was like everything else in Teva. This is this, this is that, this other. There's all different koichos in Teva. They all unite together to have one mahalach. So the pur became Purim. And since it was be'etzem b'derech ha'teva, they shouldn't be matzliach, and the Amaleki were killed terribly, so many of them, the poor became poorim, and that's the ikanes. Al-kein, al-kol divrei ha'geris ha'zoi, sumar roa kocho ba'gi aleim. What was going to be, the gzeira, what was going to be, and what actually happened. Ki muve ki b'na yehudi ma'aleim, v'al-zarim v'al-kol ha'nilvi ma'aleim, v'lo yavar. Liyos oisim et shnei ha'yomi ma'ila, ki chsovo, b'chizmano, b'chol shona v'shona. They were able to make these, the oisim et shnei yomi, that means the yomtiv. Hayomim ha'ela nizkarim v'nasim. Nizkarim is they're mentioned. The Haida Kriyas Amagina. V'nasim is the day, the Yom Tov. Chaldor v'dor mishmachim mishmachim dina v'dina v'ir v'ir. Yerushalayim is different from ir she mukav choyma is different from the ir she'ena mukav choyma prosim. V'imei apurim ha'ela lo yavrim to chayodim v'sirchon lo yosem izharo. V'atich to v'esa malke masa v'chay lo mordechay. Hayudi is called Toikiv Lakai Vesigeris Hapurim Azois Hashenis. This she wrote out Megillas Esther. Vaishlach Svarim Kala Yehudi Vel Sheva Vesrim Umea Medina Malchus Hachashverish Div Reshalim Ve'emis. Lakai Vesime Hapurim Oile Bizmaneyem Kashekia Maleyem Mordechai Hayudi Vesta Malko Vekashekibu Al Nafshom Val Zarum. She sent first to the Sanhedrin that they should be mekabel, Megillas Esther should be written in Tanakh. They had a problem with it. In the end, she showed them why al pi Torah they can be mekabel Megillas Esther in Tanakh, and they were the kaimis yivei purim ele, and they were mekabel umay be Esther kiam. That's Megillas Esther. Divrei Apurim Oele, v'nichtov ba'sefer is the Megillas Esther, became part of Tanakh. And the Megillah finishes with a very interesting thing. What did Achashverosh, who lived through the whole series of events, what did he take out of the whole thing? Vayosev ha'melech Achashverosh ba'asa lo'oretz v'yayom. All he took out of it was, now I know which Medina Esther comes from. I can put back the taxes that I gave the Hanochel and Medinos. That's all Achashverosh took out of the whole thing. Nebuch. V'chol bayis etokva g'vrosu b'roshas g'dulas mordechai shegidlo ha'melech aleihem k'suvim al sefer divrei ha'yomin v'alchei mordechai u'poras ki mordechai Yehudi mishne la'melech Achashverosh v'godol la'yehudim v'rotzli l'roiv echov. What's L'roi V'echov? V'loi L'kol Echov? So Terim Shleim, that if a person goes with the MS, you can't please everybody. Achashverosh wanted Na'asus Kirtzon Ish V'ish to please everyone. But you can't. If you go with the MS, if you go with the Sheker, you can try. And even that he didn't succeed. The Gemara says, Na'asus Kirtzon Ish V'ish, Ish Hamad Ish, and Mordechai was Ish Ayyudi. So go and try and please these two. It just shows a steer in the old the democracy that the Achashverosh please the people. Please the people, you can't do it. Mordechai went with the MS Verotzu in the Roiv Echov. Doresh Tov La Amoy, the Dovish Sholem Lechol Zaroi. MS, yeah, to not everybody, but Sholem Lechol Zaroi. That was Mordechai's. Came out of this, the godless of Mordechai, steigt in Ruchnius, Doresh Tov La'amei, Dovish Shalom L'kol Zaroi. That was how Mordechai came out of the parasha. And Achashverosh Nebuch, who came out, all he did is put back the bas ala oritz v'iyei hayom. And Esther, we don't know exactly what happened to Esther in the end. She was reached the highest madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh. The Svarim state that Esther actually sent a shade the whole time to Achashverosh, and it wasn't really her. That's Alpinista, Alpinigla, whatever. She was steigt. What the Ika is her schar in Oyle Mabar. She saved Klal Yisrael and Kenzayin the Hemshich. That she had a son who became the emperor of the whole world, Koresh, and they carried on, Dor Yavish rather, and gave Rishus to go back to Eretz Yisrael.